Every holiday has a food tradition that goes along with it. Hot dogs on Labor Day, turkey on Thanksgiving, and gingerbread on Christmas. For Jessica Taft, an Anchorage resident, the Easter holiday is an excuse to indulge in one of her favorite treats, candy.
When I think about Easter, I have lots of great memories, but what I remember most is the candy. I remember the hunt. I had to really, really look for my basket. And so the bounty was all the sweeter. In my house, the Easter Bunny was a traditionalist. Every year, he brought me chocolate and Peeps. This year, when I was planning my Easter menu, I decided to finish the meal with candy. Wanting to stick with tradition and to keep with the spirit of the Easter basket, I went on a hunt. This time for local and artisan candies, and with a bit of luck, maybe something new to add to my traditions. So I turned to Google and found Monica Cooper in Seward, who's making Alaska-themed Peeps and selling them online in her Etsy.com shop, Alaskan Dermish.
I was into ceramics and pottery and all kinds of art stuff in high school and college. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's just sugar clay. It's just a different medium that I can play with.
And the Alaska-themed Peeps?
It's a homemade marshmallow. It's real soft and fluffy. I was looking for Easter cookie cutters last year. In Seward, can't find anything. Went to Alaska shop and there were the Alaskana. Those are the only cookie cutters I could find in town. So I went, hey, all right, Alaskan Peeps, it is.
Monica let me try one of her bright blue mousse-shaped marshmallows, and it was just like she described. Light, fluffy, and delicious. Perfect. Exactly what I was looking for. Next up, chocolate. Specifically, a chocolate bunny. I did a little searching and found Ty Duhamel, a culinary school graduate who owns the Hot Hot Chocolate Shop in Palmer.
How much are the chocolate bunnies?
The bunnies?
Yeah, the girl wants to be supportive.
Oh, they're nine each, and get the whether she wants, like girl ribbon, boy ribbon, milk, dark or white.
Easter is coming up, and Ty's customers are starting to get excited about pre-orders.
This is actually my second Easter. I opened a day before Easter last year. I have a bunny, I call it a bronze bunny, and it's basically a solid, you know, milk or dark chocolate bunny, and then I bronze it so it kind of looks antique. It's really simple, it's really classic, and it's good ingredients.
The bunny sounded perfect, like something I could use for a centerpiece and then send home with guests. I asked about the ingredients.
The ingredients I use for the store is 100% Kovature chocolate, which means that the main fat is cocoa butter. I also like to use a lot of herbs and spices as opposed to flavoring my chocolates. I think that it makes for more, I don't know, real food flavor.
After tasting a cashew curry truffle, I couldn't agree more. My Easter candy hunt was coming along nicely. I made one last stop, Fire Island Rustic Bake Shop in Anchorage. It's owned by Jerry Lewansky and Janice Fleischman, who are committed to the artisan baking process.
Easter is the biggest holiday in a bakery.
Janice says this came as a surprise.
We have two people on the counter that have been here since our first Easter. This will be our third. And they still have a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder left over from Easter.
I heard they were making one of my favorite cookies this year, a French-style macaron. It's a sandwich cookie made from almond flour and egg whites that looks a little like an Easter egg and is a traditional Passover treat. Janice invited me to try one filled with raspberry buttercream.
So here's the one I want you to try because it's my favorite.
Mm. It's perfect. It's chewy but soft in the middle. It's delicious.
The hunt was over. My Easter meal would end with artisan marshmallows, chocolate bunnies, and French macarons that are all made by Alaskans. In Anchorage, I'm Jessica Taft.